It's Kirsten O'Brien with you this afternoon, and it's time to talk gadgets now. The gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp, is here. He knows his stuff. He knows what to talk about. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Do you get involved in a Black Friday scenario, knowing what you know? Do you monitor prices? Do you have things open on tabs thinking, it's gone down, go, buy, buy?
I've got it all. Yeah, so in fact, this week, what we're going to do is we're going to do the normal gadget of the week, but then the tech news story has given way this week to some of the best Black Friday / Cyber Monday deals that I've found. So we'll do a full review of one gadget, and then we'll sort of belt through some of the other astounding deals that I've found. And I will share with you a really good tip to work out whether a deal is really a deal. Because sometimes some sellers put up the price and then bring it back down again.
Yes. Okay.
And or sometimes I've seen it where it's never sold for that price, and I question the legality of that as well, because I think they're meant to at least have been in sale on some small shop in Scotland or something for a period of time before it does it. So I'll give you some tips that will enable you to navigate and find out if deals are really deals, and that's kind of like a little bit of a secret, but I'm going to share it with your audience today.
Oh, excellent. Right, where should we start?
Well, let's start with the gadget of the week, which is it's from a Danish company called Jabra, J-A-B-R-A. It's called the Evolve 2 75, and it's a wireless headset that's used by people who... well, this one's designed for people both in the workplace and at home, and I'll explain. So people obviously make calls throughout their day. That can be, you know, computerized calls, Skype, Zoom, whatever. It can be in an office environment, which can be a noisy environment, or it can be, as people increasingly work from home, in the home environment, which can be noisier than the open office environment, frankly. You know, sometimes, you know, asking your family to be quiet quite literally falls on deaf ears. So, so this device is a high-end headset, but it's got some real benefits to it. So imagine it's a wireless PC headset. This particular version comes with a charging dock, which is very cute because imagine like a small circular puck, and it sits with one ear cup. It's an over-the-ear thing. It sits with one ear cup sitting on the dock, so it's sort of standing up from the desk. So it kind of looks nice. Very high-quality.
See, instantly I'm thinking the kids could knock that if you were working from home. Is it precarious, the picture you've painted?
Yes, but they're not going to break it. Your bigger worry would be, because actually the other use for this, because although it's got a boom microphone that folds out, so, you know, you can pretend to be Joe 90 or whatever it is, but... in addition to that, you can fold it back in, and the sound quality is such that it makes a really good pair of Bluetooth wireless headphones for your music and your home entertainment. So your kids will probably just try and steal it and use it. It's a bigger problem. Knocking it over would be the least of my worries, frankly. It's quite robustly built. So first thing is, and it's quite interesting because I've worn these all day long for more than one day, and they've got something called dual foam technology, which sounds very silly, but actually they're astoundingly comfortable. You can actually, I won't say you forget you've got them on, because they give a nice warm feeling to your ears, but actually you can wear them all day without sort of your ears burning, as it were. The other clever thing about it is it's very good at rejecting background noise. Now, you know, you get active noise cancellation on all sorts of devices, but this one is particularly clever. For one thing, it uses 8 microphones, and they have something called beamforming. So imagine 8 microphones strategically placed around the headsets, and not just on the boom mic, but elsewhere. It can work out where, by using sort of intelligent software, it can work out what sound is you and what sound is the background, yeah, and where it's coming from. Because it's so it can then blank out the other sounds to cancel them out, and leave you just with you know, the sound coming into your ears and the microphone being noise cancelled as well. So that works really well. But the other nice thing is that it's adjustable. It's not just switch it on and off. You can say how aggressive you want that noise cancelling to be. And it's got something called, I think they call it hear through or something like that. It's where you need to, when a colleague comes up to you and they speak to you, and you just press a button, and you can suddenly hear them, because otherwise they'll be noise cancelled. So you can hear them perfectly without having to take the headset off. One thing that I really like, it's got a busy light on it. It's got a little red light. So when you're on, you know, like in a studio, you get the red light come on and people know that you're on air. Well, in a similar way, you know, people know not to interrupt you because as they approach you and you mouth, I'm on a call. You don't have to do that. They can see there's a red light on and they should know to leave you the hell alone because you're in the middle of a call. So it's a simple thing, but actually it works really well. People learn to, it's like Pavlov's dogs. They learn to be, that you train your family to be deterred when the red light comes on. The little speakers in the headphones are not so little. They're 4 centimeters wide, which for a pair of headphones is actually really good, which is gives you really good bass response. So not only do you get good call clarity, but you can actually use them for music. So when you want to use them for music, you just fold away the little swing out boom microphone. It folds away into the body of the headset, and it just looks like a high quality set of stereo headphones, which is essentially what it is. So these are not cheap. So I looked at the price. The list price, if you go to the manufacturer's website, is £418, including including the charging dock. But you don't need. I mean, the charging stand is a convenience. So the one with the charging stand, I found it for £333, and then if you buy it without the charging stand, so it's exactly the same headset, but you just don't have the convenience of this sort of magnetically docked charger, it's £245 is the best price I found it of. Which is, it's actually, I mean, that's not nothing, okay? That's quite a bit of money. But if you're using it for work, you can justify it as a work expense. If you're self-employed, you can even, I can't give you tax advice, but, you know, people can claim them as work expenses. But if you were to want to, you know, listen to the occasional piece of music wirelessly, you can do that. And it's got, I can't remember how much it's got now. It's about 30 hours, I think, of battery time on a single charge. Sorry, 36 hours on a single charge. Oh. So that's pretty good. It'll go 36 hours on a single charge, which is, again, much better than you get on, you know, like tiny little earbuds and things. But necessarily, they have small batteries in them. These ones have a substantially larger battery. It's an over the, you know, it's an over the ear, sorry, over the head headphones, and you can get 36 hours, which means you can go all day long. You can annoy people on the train on the way to work whilst you make your calls, and benefit from the background noise cancellation. Do it in the office, go home, listen to music, and still have charge left.
I've got a horror scenario that if I purchased this, my 10-year-old would have them off me for his gaming, sitting there chatting to his mates on what is
they
it,
make really, well, yeah, because they've got, they make really good. I mean, you know, they're a bit expensive for that. Mind you, some of the gaming headsets cost more than this.
Well, yeah, you know, he'd have his eye really on that, for sure.
Yeah. So I got the prices off Amazon, but check out Jabra, so that will tell you, you know, all the full specs and so forth. Be aware, it's highly configurable. You've got choice of colours. You've got USB-A or USB-C. You can get Microsoft Teams certified if that's your bag, or universal connections. You can get it with and without the charging stand. So there's like, you can configure it. So choose carefully. 4.5 stars out of 5.
Ooh.
Well done, Jabra. Yeah,
well
nothing
done,
gets,
Jabra.
Nothing gets 5.
Well, that's a Paul Hollywood handshake, isn't it? It's in that ballpark.
Yeah, I've never given 5 to anything because I'm a curmudgeon. No, because if you give 5 to a manufacturer, it's like saying, okay, you can stop trying now.
Yes, exactly. That
you have to improve your product. No.
Yes. All right, 4.5. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Lovely.
But just check out the prices as well. You know, the prices do fluctuate, and I will give you again that tip about how to work out whether that's a good price or not.
We'll do that next. Radio Berkshire, Kirsten O'Brien with you today, and I've got Fevzi with me as well, the gadget detective. Yesterday, of course, Black Friday, I got 180 emails. I haven't ploughed all through them yet with all the deals and quick, and but they go beyond, don't they? Just yesterday, it turns out.
Oh, God, yeah. They've started, I mean, some of them started at the beginning of this month.
Mm.
It is interesting. I mean, do you remember, you're not old enough, but I remember something that used to be called the Christmas sales. And there was a big deal, you know, and you could, like, buy just after Christmas and get discounts and all the rest of it. And now that's kind of like, it's almost like sales all the year round. But having said that, Black Friday / Cyber Monday is fairly unique, although it's not British culture. For example, Apple almost never do discounts. You know, they do an educational discount, but you know, for general public, they rarely do discounts. But they're doing this thing at the moment where until and including Monday, you get gift cards back for having purchased from them. So if you buy, for example, a MacBook Pro, you can get a £250 gift card. If you buy a Mac Mini, you get a £100 gift card back. So you can't reduce the price of what you're buying. You have to buy something else with it, right? But you do get that. So it can be around, you know, more than 10% off, which is fairly unique. It's very hard to get, buy directly from Apple, get their support and get the discounts. Very difficult. So some of the deals that are on are unique. Now, how do we tell when a deal is really a deal? I tend to use Amazon UK as a reference point. Doesn't mean you have to buy your stuff from there, but it's a fairly good indication of what's happening, or the prices of that item. But I'll show you how to get the best price, not just from Amazon. But when you see a price on Amazon, is that a good price or not? What you need to do is you copy the link for the item. So you go to the top of the browser and you copy the what they call the URL, the web address of that particular item. So you find it on Amazon UK, you copy it, and then you go to another website, which is interestingly named. It's called CamelCamelCamel.com.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah. CamelCamelCamel.com. It only works with Amazon, although you can use European Amazon accounts and websites, because, you know, you go to Amazon.de, you can get deals off the German site, for example. But you paste it into the little window on there. You hit OK, and it shows you a graph. It shows you that graph of what the price of that item on Amazon has been over time. And it will tell you what the price is now, what the highest price has ever been, and what the average price is for that item. And therefore, it's very easy to tell either visually or from that summary information whether that's a real deal or not. And it is amazing how many deals are on Amazon that are not real deals, that in fact some of them are more expensive than they were last week, and yet they claim 30% off and goodness knows what. But in amongst those are jewels, and use CamelCamelCamel.com to sort the wheat from the chaff. You can tell what is a good deal and what is not a good deal.
But presumably you can only tell up until that point. It can't sort of forecast it will go lower.
Yeah, you know, past performance is no indicator of future.
Yeah.
I mean, it's difficult to know, because in general, technology tends to come down in price. But at the same time, the pound's gone through the floor vis-a-vis the dollar. And certainly, so what we see is when companies refresh their products, they often take the opportunity to increase the price. In fact, Apple, when it refreshed some of its iPads recently, not only increased the price of the new version of the iPad, they went back at the models that hadn't been changed and increased those prices. And they went up by about 15%.
Gosh.
So, you know, in inflationary times, you've got these two trends. You've got this inflationary trend, unfortunately, you know, and then you've got, because almost all tech and most of what we buy is in one way or another is affected by the dollar. Even, you know, fuel is bought, you know, barrels of oil are bought in dollars. But, you know, Apple stuff and technology stuff, all the components that these manufacturers buy are priced in dollars. So when your pound is worth 15% fewer dollars, then the price goes up proportionately. So I would say, you know, don't buy things you don't need. Don't buy them because you fear they're going to go up in price. But if there is a good deal on it now, it's worth considering. So I've got four really good deals that I'll sort of share with you very, very quickly.
Great.
One is an external SSD. So this is solid state drive, like a hard drive, but it's about 2.5 inches square and a fraction of an inch thick. And it's got no moving parts. It's very fast. It's called the Crucial X6, and it's 2 terabytes of storage, which is absolutely huge. 2 terabytes is about 500,000 photos, or about 1,000 hours of high definition video, or about 13 million documents, or the equivalent of 2,600 filing cabinets, and it'll fit. You could fit several of them in your shirt pocket, as it were. So, quite incredible amount of storage. Now, that list price is £211. The average selling price is about 132. It's currently selling for 107, which is 49% off the list and 20% off the average. It's called the Crucial X6 2 terabytes, and the 2 terabytes is a sweet spot. The others are not as good a deal as the 2 terabytes. Moving on, we've got a 4K video conferencing camera. So think webcam that you can perch on top of your laptop or on top of your monitor, but now think 4K, high-end video conferencing, very smart. This thing, this price is £240, usually sells for £232, currently on sale for £189, that's 20% off. This is really nice. The 4K means very high resolution, very good quality. So some of the webcams that you get, even in like high end, like you can buy Mac computers that cost you over £1,000, and they've got a potato for a camera. You know, it's just completely awful. You know, and it's not just them. Dell, you can buy a Dell XPS 15, probably the best Windows laptop known to humankind. And again, a potato for a camera. So you can clip this just to the top of your screen and you will look great. The microphones are great. You'll sound great. It uses quite a lot of intelligence in it. And it does this thing that, I don't know if you're familiar with something called Center Stage, where as you move around, it follows you. It doesn't physically move, but it scans. Because the sensor is so big, it only needs to use a portion of the sensor to create the whole picture. Therefore, when you move, it can just use different parts of the sensor. So it's not, the camera head is not moving around, going, you know, pan and tilt and that, but it is following you. And that's a high-end feature from Apple products, but it's now in this product. So it's a Jabra Panacast 20, down from 240 down to 189, Black Friday deal. Moving on, Soundcore Anchor Motion Boom Plus, probably the best portable Bluetooth speaker available, 80 watts of power, 20 hours runtime, IP67 waterproof and dustproof. I've seen these being thrown into a pool of water and work, not just when they come out, but whilst they're in the water. Quite incredible. This sells for its normal list price. It's, ever since it was launched a few months ago, it sold for £190. It's now £109. Just be careful. It's £119.99, but there's a £10 voucher available as well. If you look, this is on Amazon, look elsewhere as well, but you can get it for £109.99, 42% discount. Finally, Eufy, EUFY Security S300. These are security cameras. You can either use them indoors or they're weatherproof. You can use them outdoors. Again, 4K cameras, wireless. And really importantly, no monthly fee. Often with these sort of security cameras, you have to pay, you know, hundreds of pounds a year to for the storage to be stored in the cloud. Plus, it means, you know, potentially what's going on in your living room or outside your house is available to others if they were hacked. With this one, there's a box that you use, and it's stored locally in your home. In the box. The box itself is expandable up to 16 terabytes of storage. It's got face recognition, so it can actually tell you who it's seeing. Color vision, no monthly fees. Usual price for the two camera version is £470, currently on sale for £329.99, representing a true 30% reduction.
Gosh, right across the board, all sorts there. You've done good work there. You've done good research. You have spent your Black Friday well.
Yes, I just go and buy all this stuff and then pretend it's research.
Oh, thanks for all of that. That was brilliant. Thank you, Fevsi. Don't forget, you can work out, if you want any more information, just follow him on Twitter, @GadgetDetective. So hopefully that's given you a few tech ideas if you were on the scout, maybe for Christmas presents.